Marty got her mom a card the other day for her birthday. And you may have seen it. People have been posting this sentiment on Facebook, but it's pretty appropriate. It says, I chant, I do yoga, I journal, I meditate, and I still want to slap the crap out of somebody. Raise your hand if you can relate to that. Look around the room. Look around the room. Look around the room. Look around the room. How about you're okay? You're okay. You're not doing anything wrong. Can you imagine what the heck you'd be like if you weren't doing all that stuff? That's what I kind of try and look at myself like. You know, can I imagine what I would be like if I wasn't doing all this stuff? A long time ago, I tried to figure, I do this. This is what kind of a nerd I am. I try to figure out things like, if there is a God, why is there this? You know, in other words, if there's God, why would this make sense? You know, I think we all do that, but I do it down to a pretty esoteric level. Because when I was a kid, I wanted to go fishing one time, and we didn't have any fishing bait, no worms or anything, so I poked a wasp nest to get the larvae. Well, I had it all figured out. The wasp nest was under the dock, and I was going to jump in the water before the wasps got me. Stung like 15 times on top of my head. It's a wonder. I mean, you can't see. It explains a lot, I think. And so I've had this theory, really. I know this sounds crazy, but I've thought wasps were God's mistake. There was no purpose whatsoever for wasps. I can understand bees. Bees pollinate. I can understand, you know, all these other insects. I can understand. It just all makes sense except for wasps. And then I finally found out that wasps actually serve a very great purpose. Actually, approximately a third of the pollination in the world is done by wasps, not bees. So I thought, okay, God, I'll give you that one. But what's the purpose of this voice in our heads? I don't want to just say this voice in my head because I know it's true for you too. What's the purpose of this voice that's telling us you can't, that you're not good enough, that you're too old, too young, too short, too this, too that? A lot of people call that the ego. A lot of people call it negative self-talk. I like to call it my rude roommate. And I've tried for a very long time to get rid of this rude roommate. And what I find is that he ain't going nowhere. So I've tried to figure out how we live with this rude roommate, this ego. By the way, this isn't the Freudian term, ego, it's ego, superego, anything like this. This is a metaphysical use of the term, which actually began back in the late 1800s, which basically was to imply that you have inside of you, I would call it like a computer virus that never goes away. And it's inside each and every person, and it is there, and it's criticizing us, and it's saying what's wrong with us. And you want to try something, it's telling you what's wrong. All right, I consented with the wasps. But what in the world is the purpose of this ego thing? What is the purpose of this thing that tells me I can, I can't, that tells me I'm not good enough? What is this word, this thing that is inside of my head that when someone, now, especially a long time ago, somebody would say something rude to me, and this voice inside of my head would say, tell them this! Give them that. Tell them that. And it's always mean, you know? And then I say it. And the very voice that told me to say it goes, what an idiot you are. What the hell is wrong with you? What were you thinking? And it's the same voice. Do you get it? You've got it too. The thing is, and what I'm hoping you'll get today is to see that it's not you. It is something that we're born with, but it is not redundant. It's not unnecessary. It's not like an appendix. It's something we really need, and here's why we need it. We all tend to do a little bit better when someone challenges us. I told the story before about the sacred clowns, but I think it's an amazing story, and that is that today, every Native American culture and throughout time has had people whose job was to be what's called a sacred clown. The sacred clown's job is to create chaos. They are there to upset people. They may pick a day that one of the things they'll do is they'll pick someone in the tribe and that their job is to hate that person for the day. Today might be, let's hate Paula Day. And everybody would hate Paula, just so that Paula would see what it would be like to be totally free and independent of needing everybody to like her. Do you see that? That's what sacred clowns do. They're there to upset us. And God loves us so much, He gave us our own. We've got our own. Now, you may wonder whether or not the sacred clowns are valid. Every year, there are a number of sun dances done. The one done at the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. I went up and spent some time on that reservation a while back. And every year, the sacred clowns come in. This is a four-day sun dance that they do. The dancers dance from sunrise to sunset with no food, no water. And this is August in South Dakota. The men will often... you saw this in the old movie, A Man Called Horse. This still happens to this day. The men will cut themselves, stick elk bones through their chests, and then lash themselves to a tree and hang while they dance. The women will usually take little needles and pull little pieces out of their triceps to show devotion. This is all in the hot sun, okay? This is an ancient spiritual ritual that's been going on in this country. It's 4 days. Now, what happens is that on the third day, the sacred clowns show up. What they'll do is they'll ride a horse backwards into the arena while the people are dancing. They'll show up while everybody's hot and thirsty. They're dressed in Native American garb, but they'll bring super soakers and squirt everybody. They'll come up to the dancers and they'll offer them water and they'll offer them food. They'll tell them they look stupid. They tell them they dance bad. They will do anything they can to piss them off. This is on day three. You know what happens? The dancers then can make it to day four. Now, we question this. We may say, oh, well, did that really have any benefit whatsoever? In 2006, there was a snafu. None of the sacred clowns showed up. I mean, you got to understand, these are people who actually still have real jobs and everything, and people couldn't get off work. And, you know, what are you going to do? So go to your boss? I'm sorry, I have to take the day off and go piss some dancers off. Just doesn't work. Nobody showed up. For the first and only time, 4 people were hospitalized for heat exhaustion. For the first and only time. This morning, I want to introduce you to your ego. And to please get you to understand, it's not you. It is not you. This has been sort of a path I've been on most of my life, is to try and figure this out. You know, there's another cute thing going around Facebook that says the words that you use with your children becomes the voice in their head when they're an adult. Have you seen that? That is so true. That is so true. And yet, no parents are able to always be loving in everything. We've all got stuff, and it just feeds into that thing, which is then that onboard virus that we all have. The Course in Miracles talks a lot about it. I did the workbook 3 times trying to figure out my ego. I've done all kinds of things trying to figure it out. Finally, I sat down and I said, I know you're there. In meditation, I said, I know you're not me. I know this is going to sound crazy. But there's a scene in the Bible where a woman comes to Jesus and she has many spirits. And Jesus asks their name and they says, we are legend. My name is legend, for we are many. Legend means many. And so I thought, all right, what the heck? What's your name? I asked my ego its name, and it told me, It said, my name is Bonafide. Now, I think that's funny as hell on several levels, and I'll tell you why. Number one, I'm from the South. And somebody who has really made it, that boy is Bonafide. He's the real deal. That's, son, you're Bonafide now. You're Bonafide. Bonafide means the truth. It means real. My ego even has the audacity to tell me that he's the truth. He's real. And then I finally figured out that my ego has one job, and that is to ask two questions. So does yours, by the way. Your ego is always asking the same two questions. You watch. Number one, what's wrong? What's wrong here? If there's nothing wrong here, there's something wrong with me, or what's wrong with them, or what's wrong with God, or what's wrong with that person? What is wrong? What is wrong? What is wrong? What is wrong? You're all smiling. You get this. The second question the ego always asks is, who can I blame? It's wrong. Who can I blame? It's wrong. Who can I blame? Who can I blame? Who can I blame? Who can I blame? I don't know about you, but my ego gets up 5 minutes before I do. I'm being really honest. I'm not trying to be funny. I wake up so many mornings and I'm like, what's wrong? What did Marty forget to do? What did the dog not do? What did Alex not call me about? What did not this? What did not that? And then when I can't think of anything that anyone has done wrong to me, what's wrong with me? Let's go into that. And then who can I blame? Who can I blame? Who can I blame? By the way, the ego, there's an acronym to remember. It's HALT. That's when to watch out for your ego. HALT. When you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. When you're in that situation, be careful. You know, I really thought that I was a bad person at night. I'm being honest with y'all. This is what I share with you is me trying to figure myself out. I thought I was a bad person at night because I got grumpy. And then finally I figured out, I'm tired. That's it. There are times in the day, every day, when the ego's going to be driving the ship. I'm just telling you, that's the way it is. What you want to do is get the ship away as often as you can so you can steer it where you want to go. So if the ego's going to ask two questions, and what are the two questions the ego asks? What's wrong? And who can I blame? You always ask the opposite. What's right? And who can I thank? If you can just run, what's right? What's right? What's right? What's right? Who can I thank? Who can I thank? Who can I thank? Who can I thank? This morning I got here early and was moving some stuff around and I spilled something or something like that. And my ego first went, well, here's what's wrong. Who can we blame? You know, so-and-so set this here or blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, wait, they didn't. Well, you did it and everything like that. And then I started going, what's right? It's a beautiful Sunday morning. I get to do what I love and share what's important and be with wonderful people. What's right? I get to do it with the greatest woman I've ever met in my life. What's right? I get to do this and to stretch and to do yoga. What's right? And who can I thank? You know who ultimately I can thank? God. That's why watch The Secret and they'll say gratitude. That's why I read prosperity and they'll say gratitude. That's why Edwin Gaines says gratitude, because gratitude is saying what's right and who can I thank? And that's the only way to quiet your ego. And when your ego's quiet, then you can be the divine, loving, prosperous expression of God you were meant to be. So what's the better questions? What can we ask? Number one, what's right? And number two, Who can I thank? Let's seal this with prayer. Take somebody's hand. Infinite Spirit, thank you. What's right? Don't get me started. Let's get all of us started. Let us begin to ask better questions. If we know for a fact that the ego, regardless of our age, is going to ask the question, what's wrong and who can I blame? Let us be proactive and ask the questions, what's right and who can I thank? And ultimately, the answer is always, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you for listening. I hope you find this to be a blessing in your life. If you do, be sure and podcast these broadcasts. That is, set your device, your phone, your iPad, your computer to automatically receive these. You can do it through iTunes or you can do it through podbean.com. Go to willbowen.podbean.com and subscribe. Have a great week. I look forward to talking to you real soon. You can connect with me at will@willbowen.com. Have a great day. Bye-bye.